Why did God create hell? This is a question that many people, both Christians and non-believers, wonder about. They wonder because they think that God is a God of love, so he cannot bear to keep anyone in hell. But that way of thinking is wrong. The Bible says that because God is the God of love, he must create hell to satisfy that love. Revelation 21:4. This is very easy to understand. When we look at the reality of society, then we will see it and understand it right away. Society is a place, an environment, where people live together. Society is not a jungle where the strong overcome the weak, the bad bully the good. So in all societies there are laws and orders so that people can live together peacefully without being hurt, abused, raped, or killed. But because the nature of many people is evil, aggressive, and greedy, there are thefts, murders, robberies, and rapes in every society. It is worth mentioning that even those who have the power to prevent these things have turned a blind eye, or on the contrary, because of the evil in their hearts, support criminals so that they can continue to harm good people, like leftist politicians and activist judges in the United States. Because of the nature of man, from the moment Satan sinned, God created hell, Isaiah 14:15, so that in the future will imprison him, his demons, and the wicked in this world forever, Matthew 25:41, Revelation 20:10-21:8. So that the good people, those who try to live according to God's standards, can enjoy peace and God's blessings forever. He does not want good people to suffer again like they did when they were alive on earth. Therefore, God, because of his great love for those who respect the law and try their best to live righteously, must create hell so that God's people can be completely safe from the wicked. The joy and peace in heaven are eternal. So the imprisonment of Satan, his demons, and the wicked in this life must also be eternal. We can see that today, although every country has laws and prisons, criminals are still everywhere. This happens because there are those who are not afraid of the law, so they choose to commit crimes to satisfy their greed or their aggression. Prisons are not places that make them afraid, especially prisons established according to humane policies in Western countries. Therefore, we can see that many criminals continue to commit crimes when they are released. Not only that, American activist judges do not think about the safety of the people or the damage or loss of life of the victims, but only think about the interests of the criminals and the interests of their party. So they decide not to detain criminals but release them back into society so that they can continue committing crimes, or only give them very light sentences or only detain them for a short time, to give them time to rest, receive health care, and eat 3 full meals a day. So that later when they are released, they will continue to commit crimes and kill other people. So we can see that many criminals do not repent, they will continue to sin until they die. Such people will be imprisoned in hell forever so that those living in heaven can have eternal peace. As for others who support crime and criminals, they will also be imprisoned there forever. That is because in their hearts and their minds there is no mercy, no compassion for the victims, but only think of personal gain, of the interests of their party. With such a mentality and heart supporting crime, how can they be allowed to live in heaven? Those people may, because of their power in this life, such as politicians and activist judges, fill human society with crimes and evil criminals. But in the next life, God will absolutely not allow them to mess up the peace of the good and upright people. In this life, they can escape the laws of mankind because of wealth, because of power, but they will grow old, get sick, and die, and then at that time, the things they have in this world will have no value at all in the eyes of God. He will judge the hearts and actions of every person on earth, and anyone whose heart and actions support or want to conceal crimes and continue to torment the good, and the righteous must be imprisoned in hell forever so that heaven will be forever at peace. Likewise, leaders who follow God's example are those who do their best to eliminate criminals from society by imprisoning them so that good people can live in peace and without fear. Good leaders are those who do not tolerate criminals, no matter how big or small the crime is. On the contrary, evil leaders are those who tolerate criminals by acquitting them or giving them only light punishments, causing criminals to disregard the law and deliberately commit more serious crimes. Not only that, evil leaders who belong to Satan will try to protect criminals and oppose policies that keep peace and security for good people. Those evil leaders will be imprisoned in hell forever because God will never allow such evil people to be in heaven. In the afterlife, humans have only 2 places to go. One is God's peaceful heaven and the other is the hell of fire. The wicked people of this life certainly cannot imagine what the punishment of hell is like. In the afterlife, because everyone has a soul, and the soul is the breath of life that God gives to humans, Genesis 2:7, no one will die. But just imagine being imprisoned in one place with crazy, murderous, and violent people forever. The suffering will be so terrible that no words can describe it. Imagine having to share a room with such people for 24 hours, and you will understand the suffering of being imprisoned in hell forever with the same people. Those who suffer in this life can seek death to be freed, but in the afterlife no one can die, so their suffering in the eternal prison is the fire that burns in their hearts forever, never ending, never be able to escape. The most terrible and frightening word is not the word fire, but the word forever, and it is forever in the prison of fire that God has established for the wicked.